Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 136 and it's All the World's a Siege.
Wants an easy ride. My boy got caught in society and he died. Tony said he'll make the world a better place, but he lied. And when the war's on, all he does is hide.
Babylon's burning,
they're burning down.
Get out, Babylon's burning,
they're burning down.
Streets, Babylon's burning,
they're burning down.
Get out, Babylon's burning,
they're burning down.
Look,
seems like everybody's scared to evaluate the situation. No, I'm not no MP, rhyming is my occupation. Labour Party's full of Cameron's a silly. Never BPM, you just be a thing in the past.
Of today, and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat, the beat.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Radio Clash, and that was High Contrast with their cover stroke remix of Inagada de Vida by Iron Butterfly. Not as long as the original, but much prefer that famous riff. And then before that was Babylon's Burning in the Ghetto by Lethal Bizzle, which is the radio edit, and of course that sampling the Skids, and he's that's from the Enemy Love Music Hate Racism CD, which I've got a few tracks that have been inspired by or have been taken from that. It's a very, very good CD, and it's came free on the Enemy, and of course it's a part, sort of extension of that whole Rock Against Racism thing, which is well worth supporting. So I hope you're all well. This is the All the World's a Siege show, which is a mixture of, it's actually a title I missaw, because I misread, somebody had the classic Shakespeare quote, All the World's a Stage, and I misread it. I think there's an exhibition on Tate's coming soon called All the World's a Stage, and I was meeting John there on Friday to see the Louise Bourgeoisie, whatever her name is. And what happened is I saw it and thought, oh, All the World's a Siege. And I was like, no, it's All the Words of Stage, but I thought that was a much better title, so I thought I'd use that for the next podcast. And it also reflects some of the music we've got in here. We've got dubstep, we've got drum and bass, we've got dub, we've got a sort of industrial and various pissed-off folk. So it kind of, it's not supposed to be a theme, but I think it probably reflects the theme of the unintentional theme of the show. I hope you're all well. I spent the weekend not really doing very much. I spent the weekend doing loads of things, which meant I ended up having to get up early, but they weren't really all part one of them are actually anything any good or that successful. The one on I had to get up to work on Saturday at 8 o'clock, yes, 8 in the morning, which I wasn't very happy about. Well, but I needed to work. I turn up bright and not so bushy tailed at 9:30 to find that the file was corrupt. Nothing to do with me. They'd been there till 2 in the morning. Something happened, and then the client was like, I don't know if I can trust this. So that really didn't happen. And Friday was quite good, going to Louise Bourgeoisie, whatever her name is, who is kiddies, the number one rule of art: one, be born to a poor family in Paris; number two, don't marry a rich art dealer in New York. Guess what she didn't do. Yes, it does help to have a massive come from an incredibly rich family in Paris, and then go and marry a American art dealer in New York to increase your career. But I actually did like some of her work, certainly the menageries, which is the, well, she called them, they've been called cells, but they're a little more like menageries to me. That's sort of like all those little rooms with loads of found objects and sculptures in. Lots of quite interesting dark psychology there, especially about sex and growing up and clothing and things like that. And so I think she's got quite a good sense of humour as well. So I'll give her that. But certainly I was reading about a life story, it was a bit that does help. And that does help as well. And then Sunday, Saturday night, was going round to Jez, Subby Murder Parties, to record some things hopefully you will hear in future with Mark Huboy. Yes, suspicious, yes. And then ended up round at at Mark Kuboy's place. I was the last guest to stay there before he moves out. So that historic place where all those Saturday Night with Who Boys have been recorded is no more. They're moving today. Unfortunately, I was just, because I had about 3 hours sleep, I was way too tired to help them, which I feel bad about. But sorry, Mark and John Cobra. I really, I came back and I just sort of flaked out. And it's why I'm up at 12:30 on a Sunday, well, Monday morning, when I shouldn't be, because I've been sleeping during the day. And the other thing that happened recently, which was on Thursday, is I went to the Von Sudenfed gig, Heaven, with Robin of Celebrity Murder Party. And that was very, very good, very well worth it, even though I was thinking, oh my God, I don't have money for this. But I bought the tickets ages ago. That's fine. But it was one of these things where it was, some of the support music was quite interesting. We had Chrome Hoof, who were like a prog meets funk meets death metal band in sort of like prog style, sort of silver robes. Very bizarre. It seemed to be the different members of the band wanted to be in different things. Like the lead singer wanted to be in a kind of a gossip style, Bell Ray's style kind of like metal funk band. The guitarist obviously wanted to be a death metaler. They had a violinist who obviously wanted to be in something like Apocalyptica or something like that, one of those sort of Celtic sort of metal bands. The drummer just was the devil, we decided, me and Robin. And there's a singer keyboard person who obviously wanted to either be in a mixture of either a death metal band, CSS or Air. I'm not totally sure. So it was kind of interesting, but not only did they have a massive Zildjian sort of gong on stage, and had things like massive bassoons and things like that, and weird kind of instrumentation. They started off really well, very death metal, and then they went very prog. So that kind of put me off. Then there was XXXTentacion that was shit. There was Scream DJing, who was brilliant. You'll hear one of his tracks in a moment, because he was dubstep, and he's about 12 years old or something. He's quite young, but and I must say, I'd never really got dubstep. I've been hearing bits like Vexed and Code 9 and people like that, and Drop the Lime. Well, I don't know if Drop the Lime really are. They're listed as dubstep, but I never thought they were. People have been name-checking them and on Gaibo, and I'm like, oh, I'll check this out. And I've been like, right, let's don't get this. But it's when you hear it in a club with a decent bass sound system, and it's like, I get this now, I get this. It's like basically drum and bass, the bass part of drum and bass, but without the drum. So yeah, it's that kind of like a very sort of tech step type technical bass, sort of like incredible sub bass you can feel through your body, but with the kind of the sort of the drumming of dub reggae, rather than the, you know, all the kind of the fast drumming, but with some of the same sort of vocals, and, you know, but much more spookier, more like grime. It kind of crossed over, has been crossing over with grime. Very, very good. And then Von Sudenfed themselves, who were brilliant. Halfway through, I was a bit like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm getting this totally, because Mark E. Smith looked like as a drunken dad that's just stumbled on stage while these two 20-year-old kids play with loads of bits of wires and laptops and all kinds of things in the background, making basically distorted acid house. But when they played something I knew halfway through, it just really took off, and I really just got into it, and it was a very good gig, and he was very funny. And the best thing was, there was just one of these guards at the side of the stage, sort of security, this black guy, and he was in stitches at Mark's antics, because he was doing stuff like sort of getting feedback and sampling the feedback, but just acting like a complete loon. So that was very, very good. I'm glad I got to see it. I don't go to gigs that often. I'm glad I got to see it. So here is Scream. This is again from the Love Music Hate Racism CD. So I'd actually heard one of his tracks before I went to the gig. And this is called Chest Boxing.
Thank you.
the wonderful New Age Steppers with Fade Away. I've got, you're probably thinking, who? Of course, that's Ari up from Slits on vocals, and that's produced by Adrian Sherwood of On New Sound System, and apparently members of the pop group and Brigham Panic. So it's a bit of a Bristol thing there going on there as well. But yeah, it's that's from the first album, New Age Steppers, and before that was the excellent sound of Benga with Music Box. And then before that was Scream, spelled S-K-R-E-A-M, if you want to check them out, with Chess Boxing. Other dubstep I would recommend is the embarrassingly titled Loofah. Hello, E-F-A-A-H, and Digital Mystics are very good. I've heard bits of Pinch as well. Who else have I been listening to? It's mostly Scream. He seems to kind of like be the crossover point where it's sort of, he does stuff which isn't too way out. Oh, also Shackleton as well, who does kind of amazingly titled label of Skull Disco, who does all these kind of like more kind of like dark and gothic sort of goth step. and then nothing before that. So I'm going to play something I've been checking out as well. I have to thank Marty from Marty Log for this. I think I already said this in the I will say this in the next show. You see, I'm time traveling. I will say this in the next show. I will thank Marty for introducing me to Fright the Conchords, but also, I'll say it again. He posted this song into his blog, and I had to go and check them down. They're sort of a New Zealand comedy group. No, don't run away. They're a spoof band. If you imagine Spinal Tap, but with kind of like folk singers type thing. And the amazing thing is, I've been listening to the BBC 3, it's a BBC radio series, and the amazing thing is that they pissed off to America. I don't understand how BBC missed out on that one. So this is you might recognise a certain similarity to a certain group. Let's see who you can think of. This could be. This is Inner City Pressure.
Inner city life, inner city pressure. The concrete world is starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding. Living in the city can be demanding. You've pawned everything, everything you own. Your toothbrush, jar and a camera phone. You don't know where you're going, you cross the street. You don't know why you did, you walk back across the street. Standing in the sitting room, totally skint. And your favourite jersey is covered in lint. You want to sit down, but you've sold your chair. So you just stand there. You just stand there.
Inner city pressure.
Counting coins on the counter of the 7-Eleven, from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven. The manager, Bevan, starts to abuse me. Hey man, I just want some muesli. Neon signs, hidden messages, questions, answers, fetishes. You know you're not in high finance, considering secondhand underpants. Check your mind, how'd it get so bad? What happened to those other underpants you had? Look in your pockets, haven't found a cent yet. Lanterns on your balls,
have you paid your rent yet?
Inner city pressure. Inner city pressure.
Think maybe you'll be a prostitute just to pay for your lessons. You're learning the flute. Ladies wouldn't pay you very much for this. Looks like you'll never be a concert flautist.
You don't measure up to the expectation. When you're unemployed, there's no vacation. No one cares, no one sympathizes. You just stay home and play synthesizers.
Inner city pressure.
living. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living in the land of the light. Everything is switched on, stop stopping the world flying. Do whatever you gotta do to make it through the night. But whatever you do, don't believe the hype. Let's have a little nap, about a couple of mics. Pour me a cup of chocolate, a little butter and crackers. The kids are unruly, news does not fool me. If TV don't play me no more, just YouTube me. Hitting with electro, retro meets techno. Rap rocking, push back the threshold. So take your best shot with your best shooter. Here we are now, entertain us, computer. Young money, love money, blood money, right? Your money, war money, more money, right? They don't even really understand what it's like. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light. We're electro living in the land of the light. Everything is switched on, stop stopping the world flying. Do whatever you gotta do to make it through the night. But whatever you do, don't believe the hype. They can't change what it is just by putting a name on, or make something art just by shoving a frame on, or become less guilty by passing the blame on, or ramp with a collar. Where's your brain gone? I'm the rapper that's dapper. No matter the chat, the illest whipper snapper. From the line of sausage and batter, we're fatter, getting fatter. When the man of matters, I had to go for all the gaffer. Roll up on the ladder. Young money, love money, blood money, right? Your money, war money, more money, right? They don't even really understand what it's like. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light. We're electro living in the land of the light. Election rigging in the land of the right. Do whatever you gotta do to make it through the night. But whatever you do, don't believe the hype. Things are what they seem despite what they tell you. Beware of the truth, it'll send you to Bellevue. If you take a closer look and uncover the value. See, they're just salesmen with nothing to sell you. With these wags, with they fags and crushed into your bags. Shagged and they brag and pose for lads' mags. It is sad, we are sad for things we cannot have. But we are not sad for Baghdad. Young money, love money, blood money, right? Your money, war money, more money, right? They don't even really understand what it's like. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light. Young money, love money, blood money, right? Your money, war money, more money, right? They don't even really understand what it's like. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light. Electro living. Electro living in the land of the light.
long it takes to get that way. What a terrible waste of energy. You wear black clothes, say you're poetic. Sad truth is you're just pathetic. Get into the groove, get out of my way. Came here to drink, not to get laid. So why don't you just go on home? If you want to moan, you have to moan alone. You'll dance to anything. You'll dance to anything.
Myself. You'll dance to anything.
This is a letter from God to man. Hey there, how's it going? Long time no see. I know I haven't been around much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be. The last time I sent down a message, you nailed it to the cross, so I figured I'd just leave you to it, let you be your own boss. But I've been keeping an eye on you, I haven't. It's amazing how you've grown, all your technological advances, and the problems you've overthrown, and all the beautiful art you've created with such grace and such finesse. But I admit there are a few things I'm afraid have impressed me less. So I'm writing to apologise for all the horrors committed in my name. Although it was never what I intended, I think I should take my share of the blame. A lot of the good I tried to do was corrupted when organised religion got into full swing. What I thought were quite clear message were taken to unusual extremes. My teachings were taken out of context to meet the agendas of others. Interpretations were taken in many different ways and hidden meanings discovered. Religion became a tool for the weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survival of the fittest was gone. No longer could the biggest man simply take whatever he needed, because damnation was the price if certain rules were not heeded. Some of the deeds committed in my name just made me wonder where I went wrong. Back at the start when I created all this, the foundation seemed so strong. See, all the elements were already here. Long before I began, I just kind of put them all together. I didn't really think out a long-term plan. I waited the sun at an appropriate distance, laid the stars across the sky so you could navigate the globe or simply watch a sunrise. I covered the earth with plants and fruits, some for sustenance and some for beauty, and made the sun shine and clouds rain so their maintenance wasn't your duty. I tried to give each creature its own attributes without making them enveloped. I gave you all your own space to grow and in your own way space to develop. I didn't know such development would cause rifts and jealousy, cause you to war against each other and leave marks on this planet indelibly. You see, I wasn't a creator, I was more the curator of nature. And honest, everything straight homosexuals right now, I don't hate ya. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to yield such powers, but I just laid the ground. It was you that built the towers. It was you that invented bombs and the fear that comes with them. And it was you that invented money and the corrupt economic systems. You invented terms like just war and terms like friendly fire. And it was you that didn't know when to stop digging deep or when to stop building higher. It was you that exhausted the resources I carefully laid out on this earth. And it was you that even saw these problems coming but accredited them little worth. It was you that used my teachings for your own personal gain. And it was you that committed such tragedies even if they were in my name. So I apologise for any mistakes I've made and when my words were misconstrued. But it's apologies to Mother Nature, because I created you.
Cries out in vain on the television screens and the newspaper headlines we read today. And there's a war going on in the Middle East and the fallout affects us all, but nobody out there's prepared to talk.
This is a man who
clearly
feels he's surrounded by enemies.
And there's a war going on our own front doorstep with the Jews and the Islamophobes, because every time a bomb goes off we get religious probes. And there will always be extremists acting in their names of God, but the gods they worship will never hear the call. Isn't it your old boy in Lebanon with a rifle in his hands? His parents portray his innocence as he's old enough to be a man. Is a teenage boy in Columbine fires automatic rounds into the hordes of students as bodies hit the ground. And the waters rise to enormous heights off the coast of North Korea, with all the weapons testing, this world's investing in nuclear fear. And I'm counting down the days until the earth destroys itself through ignorance and through gluttony and wealth.
Preventable tragedy.
Again, the wonderful High Contrast, apparently a Welsh DJ, with Changes. Sorry, Chances. Sorry, I always get it wrong. It was originally badly MP3'd. And that's a great album. It's from the album Tough Guys Don't Dance, which I have bought a copy, and I will recommend it. I've been listening to it on repeat. Then before that, in that kind of slightly angry mix, was Build You a Tower demo by Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly. Again, that's from the Love Music Hate Racism. That's a demo of a track he's working on, and I love the sentiment of that, and certainly it's definitely fits the whole political situation, especially we're saying about waiting for the world to self-destruct. It seems to be a bit like that at the moment. Then before that was the slightly religious but still very good A Letter from God from Dan Lesak versus Scroobius Pip, and I heard Amanda in Second Life play that, and I really dig it. Apparently the album's going to be very, very good. They're very good live. And then before that was mixed in with Soft Cell's Monoculture, the playgroup mix, was Dead Milkmen with Instant Club Hit, which I find quite funny, especially when it starts stuttering the art fag, art fag. it's very funny, but it's also very true, hipster, hipster, hipster. You'll dance to anything. Then before that was John Jacks Perry and Luke Vibert. Yes, those two. It's Moog Acid, Jackson Mix. I didn't realise those two had worked together. Then before that was Further Back and Faster, Coil. Yes, Jeb, I play some Coil on the show. And there might be some later in a minute. I've been listening to a lot of Socket TV and Coil, as you'll hear in a short second. I don't know, I just suddenly thought I'd better check out, because I've known some probably the singles of Psychic TV, but I thought I'd check out some of this stuff, because when I was reading through the Rip It Up and Start Again by Samuel Reynolds, it mentioned lots of bands, and I thought it was talking this whole section on Industrial Records and Psychic Television and what they were doing, and so I've been sort of checking a lot of stuff out, including that's why I played the New Age Steppers as towards the start of the show. And then before that was Electro Living by Arkela. Again, that's from the it's a double CD, so don't think I'm just playing all of it, from the Love Music Hate Racism CD, and you can download half of that CD. You can get one half with the show. That's a show. One half with a magazine, which would have been last week's magazine, or this week, but last week, the week of just check it. It would be the week of the 15th of Monday, the 15th of October. That issue. But also, you can download it from, I think it's enemy.com/ Love Music Hate Racism. So you can actually download half the CD for free. And I think that's half with, it's got the Scream track and a few of the other ones I've played, so you can get them for free. Oh, and before that was Flight of the Conchords, spelled C-O-R-D-S, with Inner City Pressure, which is not a Goldie cover. No, it is their spoof of Pet Shop Boys, so I had to play it. So, I'm going to play some Psychic TV at you, but this is actually, you might be surprised. The thing about Psychic TV, when I first heard them, I was quite surprised how poppy they were. Obviously, he decided to... it's a bit like, a bit like Joy Division to New Order or Sex Pistols to PIL. It's obviously trying, going to a different group, decided to, sort of play with things like melodies and easy listening and all kinds of music. And I really like the stuff from, which album is it? Let's have a look. Well, Dreams Less Sweet has got some nice tracks on it. But it's the Force the Hand of Chance, which he did with, I think he did Dreams of Sweet with Andrew Poppy, and you'll hear some of that later on the show. This is from Force the Hand of Chance, and of course it's got it's them playing around with easy listening and some kind of strange cult stuff on there. But it's all kind of like all in this kind of Reader's Digest style kind of music, but it's actually quite beautiful. So this is Just Drifting by Psychic TV.
Sometimes just drifting in this simple world, like a country dream, asleep to discussion, the numbness of content. I see you smile, drifting like a country stream. My little girl, precious and pure, as I fall back into softness and sleep. You caress me with simple love. You possess me with simple love. You caress me with simple love. You possess me with simple love. Place becomes time, space becomes mine, and always like its robe, green like a country dream. You surround me and cover me, protect me and caress me with that special simple love. Sometimes just drifting like a country stream, precious and pure, I see you smile, asleep to discussion of this simple word. The numbness of content, drifting like a country seen, as I fall back into softness and sleep. You possess me with simple love. You caress me with simple love. You caress me with simple love. You possess me with simple love. Place becomes time, space becomes mine, and always like this road, green like a country dream. You surround me and cover me, protect me and caress me with that special simple love. Caress is just a touch, and you touched my heart, and now we're together, you and I will never part. Sometimes, just drifting in this simple world, like a country dream, asleep to discussion, the numbness of content. I see you smile, drifting like a country stream. My little girl, precious and pure, as I fall back into softness and sleep. You caress me with simple love. You possess me with simple love. You caress me with simple love. You possess me with simple love. Place becomes time, space becomes mine, and always like this road, green like a country dream. You surround me and cover me, protect me and caress me with that special simple love.
Thank you. Once there was a very big fire in the woods where these animals lived, and almost all of the animals were killed. The ones in the picture were lucky, because they all escaped the fire. You might be surprised to see a little boy living with the animals. He was playing in the woods when the fire started, and he got lost. He escaped the fire and ended up living with the other animals in the small part of the woods that wasn't burned. All of the animals that escaped the fire are living together in a big group now, but none of them is very happy. They would all like to live in a different way. Well, take the horse, for example. She needs some other horses to play and run with and to warn her of danger. Although the other animals here give warning sounds when danger is near, she doesn't understand what they mean nearly as well as she does the sounds of other horses. She would also like to have a male horse around so they could mate and have a little colt. Things just aren't as good as they were in the good old days when there were other horses around. And that poor boy. The first few days alone were kind of fun, exploring new places and trying out new foods and meeting new animals. But now he spends a lot of time crying. He is sad, because he doesn't have a family to take care of him and to see that he gets food and is protected from the weather. He misses having human friends to play with and to talk to. The little bird is having a hard time too. He had just started flying before the fire came, so he was able to escape. But he didn't have time to learn many of the things his mother could help him learn, such as what kinds of food he could eat and where to find them. Now he is having a hard time learning these things without his mother's help. His mother always used to signal to him when there was danger. But now he has to look out for himself. The little bird song is not a happy one now.
Leaves blow across the long black road to the dark sky in its rain. But the wet bird just sits in the cage alone.
When all the numbers swim together and all the shadows settle, windows forced open, shut again, a flytrap and a petal, my eyes burn and claws rush to fill them. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so clear I realize that here at last I have my eyes. When all the figures sound retreat, the soft skin starts to shrivel. When dreams made real become less sweet, the orchid and the metal, my sex turns and close. light. It is so pure I can arrive without the fear of secret lies. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. When all the characters form sign, every moon is level. When all the spirits burn in lies, centerpiece by steel, my eyes burn and claws rush to fill them. But in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so clear I realize, and now at last I have my eyes. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light.
Set. I'm training us. Good. Now let's have a brief stereo workout. Ready?
That's the excellent Stereo Warm Up by Miss Piggy, courtesy of, I think that's from WFM New, that one. Then before that was Hot Butter with their version of Mana Mana. I almost put their Spacewalk. It's very more funk than disco, but their Spacewalk into the Space Disco Mix number 2, which is recorded and will be out shortly. It's a good establishment. Then before that was one of the two token mashups in the show, which is DJ Earworm with Lemon Lucy. It's been doing quite a lot of mashups recently. Suddenly it's sort of come back, and I really like that one. It's sort of ambient, whereas I'm not too fond of the Cher one. I can't really get over my hatred of Cher. Then before that was Suck It TV with the Orchids. Almost like Gassenhauer, that song. It's very sweet and very nice. And yes, I think you could refer to a song as nice with Psychic TV, but that's a nice song, and it's quite up and positive, which is just like Just Drifting. Then before that was Jeff Sconce. I haven't played enough Jeff Sconce, definitely. He sent me several CDs, and I feel bad, but he was Carry On Wayward Continuity Actor from his Thus Sang Zarahelium album. And he comes from, as I've said before, more sort of the cut-up arty side. I like that a lot, I do. And then before that was Coil with Loca Not Orca. Not noisy stuff. I tend to like the more tuneful stuff, or the more sampled beaty stuff, or acid stuff. I'm not really a big fan of noise for noise sake. Then before that was Lemon Interrupt with Minneapolis Airwaves. That was from Audio Out blog, and I have to say the Lemon Interrupt actually is Underworld. Before they became Underworld, when Darren Emerson joined them, they changed the name to Lemon Interrupt, and then changed it back shortly afterwards. Before that was Psychic TV with Always Is Always. That's from the second album, and as I say, I don't know if Andrew Poppy was involved in the first one, but certainly the second one has got this brilliant orchestrations, which are things like tracks like Black Moon, which are Andrew Poppy, who are almost very modern classical serial music, very nice. And then before that was Just Drifting by Psychic TV, which I actually got that from the Jarvis Cocker and Steve Mackey CD, The Trip. So this is the end of the Radio Clash. Not forever. I mean, it's end for this show. End of show 136. I hope you've enjoyed the Space Disco special I did, and I think you'll enjoy the second one, where we'll get even more kind of electro-y and less away from the. Well, it's still a little bit. It's still cheesy. Hey, Space Disco is cheesy, but it gets away from that and into some really sort of proto house sort of electro stuff. So you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And I'm going to end on a Ryushi Sakamoto track. It's Ryushi Sakamoto, even. And this was scrolled away on one of my old MP3 CDs, and I'd forgotten about it, and I was looking for something else, and I came across it and went, oh, what's this? Because I'd been trying to download the Last Emperor OST and hadn't managed to do it. So it's a beautiful track, but I realised when I listened to it, it's sampled in a certain rave track which I've played on the show, and I won't tell you because you can find out. I'm sure you'll recognise it if you're a long-standing listener to the show. If not, email me and I'll tell you. So this is Rain, brackets, I Want to Divorce, from the Last Emperor soundtrack by Ryushi Sakamoto.